Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. For over a decade now, I've been helping people recover from OCD. I can tell you that OCD recovery is possible through my experience of having full recovery from severe OCD as well as my clients. So you absolutely can recover.
Today I want to talk to you about a difference between avoidance and response prevention and how to tell that you're doing the right thing. So when you are doing response prevention, it means that basically when the thought comes in and you're like, nope, I have better things to do. I'm going about my day. You tell me whatever you want to tell me, OCD. You do this all the time anyway. You can name your OCD. That helps. This is Bob. Bob says things all the time. Bob likes to talk a lot. Bob says things. But I'm going on with my day. I'm acting as if I don't hear Bob. That's good. That's response prevention. If you are kind of in the frame of mind of, oh my God, I need to stay busy because if I'm not busy, I'm going to get an OCD thought, la la la, not listening, right? You're in that fear mode all day trying to drown out OCD. You're showing fear. Obviously, you're feeding OCD. OCD is going to get worse, right? So it's the intent behind it. The intent needs to be that I'm sick of this. I'm indifferent to it. Say what you want. I'm going on with my day. So passively ignoring all day long, no matter what OCD tells you, no matter what angle it comes at you with, continuing the day as if you don't hear it, passively, without giving too much emotion, because that again can feed OCD, just continuing with the day as if you don't hear it. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thank you so much for watching. I hope this helps. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. I'll leave all the links below. I'll see you in the next video.